Blog Talk Radio.
From Los Angeles, California, it's Music Friday Live, brought to you by Solar City, your source for clean, sustainable energy. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan, and we have two very independent and very different, but in some ways similar, women on the show today. Classically trained vocalist Eleanor Goldfield of the alt-hard rock band Rooftop Revolutionaries and classically trained rapper and keyboardist fronting her own bands, Alex Nestor. They're both with us today, so stay tuned. It is going to be quite a show. I'm looking forward to this one. Well, as you may have noticed from my somewhat scratchy voice, I have a cold. Sorry about that. I'll try not to cough on you, all right? And when I do, I have this little red button on the microphone that says cough, and I can hit it in time so you won't have to put up with that. But please forgive my nasality today. I wonder if that's a word, nasality. Well, anyway, before I introduce our first guest, I want to thank all of you who have recommended bands on our website. We are booked into September, and please, we have to hold off booking past that until we figure out when everybody's going to be taking a vacation around here. So we have a backlist of bands that we're now checking out, and I want to thank all of our lovely listeners for recommending their friends, themselves, their favorite bands, but hold off for a while. But don't hold off visiting the website. This Friday, we're going to post a bunch of new reviews, and we are now putting some music news on the front page. You probably noticed we're putting it in our Twitter feed. We're going to see if we can start putting some of that on the front page, too. And we're going to be tweeting out stories from our bands and also our friends in the music biz. So keep coming to the website, but don't recommend any more bands for a while because we are well booked. Something we're contemplating, and that is if we can pull it off, is posting songs and information from bands that are suggested and then letting all of you vote on them. There's some technical and legal stuff we have to do first, so it probably isn't going to happen until fall, but I would really love to give all of you lovely listeners out there an opportunity to say who you like the best. So we're going to try that. I think we have a caller. We do have a caller. Hi, is this Liz Tapia of Dark Angel?
This is. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Well, I hope you're calling us to let us know that Fall From Grace has finally been released. Is it ready?
It certainly is. We finally got it out there. We just released it on August 19th, and it is ready for people to buy it right through our website, darkbeautymusic.com.
That's fabulous. You know, we had you on our show last month. And we played a couple of cuts. I think you sent us three songs, and unfortunately I don't have any of them here to play samples of it. So our listeners, that's another reason for our listeners to get a copy of the CD. But when I had you on, you were just finishing it up. So tell us about it. First of all, is there a hard CD as well as a download?
There is. There's a hard CD. There's digital downloads. And we also have the autographed copy that we're selling directly from our website.
And that's in a very limited edition there.
Oh, a second voice. Now, who's that?
Hi, this is Brian Ziegler. I'm the guitarist from Dark Beauty.
Right, and you were on the show, too, back in July. Well, you guys must be having a party now.
Oh, I tell you, it's been fantastic. I mean, the response from the fans has been, you know, it's always nerve-wracking when you put something out there. I mean, you're really giving everything that you have. And, I mean, the response from the fans, a lot of which we've posted on the website, have been really, really overwhelming in their support. It's been great.
Well, for our fans, for our listeners who may not have heard the broadcast in July, this is kind of dark, gothic, operatic, storytelling rock. Is that a good way to describe it?
I think that's a great way to describe it. I mean, we've struggled with kind of putting a label on it ourselves, because, you know, you need to be descriptive to people to explain what the music is, but it's eclectic, but it's powerful and it's gothic and the vocals are wonderful.
Well, the vocals are wonderful. The music is wonderful. You create an entire world. And, of course, you tell a great story, too. So, once again, tell people where they can get a copy.
Well, you can head right over to our website, darkbeautymusic.com, and you can find all our information there and click on album info, and that will take you right to our autographed copy, our digital download, and also if you just want to pick up a regular CD or even just a single track.
Okay, that's excuse me, sir, there's that cold. I warned everybody I had a cold and I didn't hit the cough button in time there. I really recommend that everybody get a copy of the CD because the artwork, if it's anything like the artwork that I saw earlier, is going to be wonderful. And I really want to thank you guys for taking the time to call in. And it's always nice to hear from you.
Hey, thanks for having us and for your support of independent original music. This is fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much, Pat.
Well, I love independent original music. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to hear some more independent original music. Eleanor is going to join us from Rooftop Revolution. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, host of Music Friday Live. I want to welcome all of our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network, as well as on the Blog Talk Radio network. And I want to welcome all of our listeners of our radio affiliates, and particularly our radio affiliates in Tampa Bay. Hi out there, everybody in Tampa Bay. I hope you're having as good a weather as we are. Now, if you have questions or comments for our guests, you can call in. 347-215-7511. That's 347-215-7511. Or you can email your questions to musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Or if you're one of the people on the chat room, hi, everybody on the chat room. You can leave us comments on the chat room. There's a couple of comments in the chat room now that are very complimentary about Rooftop Revolution. Now, if you, like I say, if you're sitting at your computer and you've got your earphones on and you're not really looking at that PowerPoint in front of you, but you're listening to the show, go ahead and email in questions to musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. If you're listening to this on a podcast, we go ahead and you can email us anyway. We will forward your questions on to our guest. We'll take your email address off of it so you don't wind up on an email list that you didn't bargain on. But if they answer, we'll send you back the answer to that. So even if you're on a podcast, you can still interrelate with our talent. And speaking of talent, what do you do if you have a classically trained operatic voice, the beauty and the bearing of a top model, and the visionary soul of an artist and a poet? Well, naturally, you start a hard rock band with screaming guitars, pounding drums, and in-your-face political lyrics. Well, at least that's what our next guest did. Eleanor Goldfield wants to change the world with art and music. She co-founded Rooftop Revolutionaries, a hard rock alternative metal band that has a very direct message, do something. Using socially conscious lyrics, haunting melodies, driving guitars, and hammering drums to back her soaring and plunging voice, Eleanor entertains and educates, and she may just nudge some change in the world. Beyond the band, Eleanor also finds time to blog, host a radio show, and produce music events. And she found time to be with us on Music Friday Live. Eleanor, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me, Patrick. That was a very complimentary introduction. Thank you.
Well, if I can't compliment my guests in my introductions, there's no point to having them on the air. Eleanor, usually the thrust of my interviews with artists is their music. But in your case, I think a different approach makes more sense. That is how you use the tools of culture to make political change. Now, you front a hard rock band with a powerful social message. You write political blogs. You create art. And you also create events with a political theme. Would it be fair to say that you are a multi-platform cultural provocateur?
Yes, certainly. That's one way of putting it. I came up with the phrase creative activist. It's basically the same idea, the same concept, using creative mediums such as photography, film, visual art, and of course music to send out a message of change and engagement.
Okay, I like that, creative activist, very good. Now, how did that happen? Was there some kind of a change event in your life, or have you always been aware of the need for social change and your role in it?
I think it's something, and this is what I tell people today as well, it's something that just sort of happened naturally just by looking around. My parents are both politically and socially active, not to the same extent that I am, but for example, growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch TV, but I was always allowed to watch the news. And from what I remember, it was more informative than the infotainment that mainstream news gives us today. But it was always something that I was aware of. I was aware of the world around me, and whenever something felt wrong, I acted upon it. And I didn't really think of it as activism to start with. When I was a kid growing up, I would just run around the neighborhood picking up trash because I thought it looked bad. And before I knew it, I was an environmental activist. These things just sort of happen because you pay attention. And activism is as simple as noticing something and saying, hey, I don't agree with that, and then acting upon that feeling. I don't think anybody here would walk by, a little old lady being mugged or something and just be like, oh, well, that sounds fine. It's the same concept, just on a bigger scale. Our whole country is being robbed, and we shouldn't just stand by and watch it. It's the same idea. It's just acting upon it.
Well, you speak often about your generation, the millennial generation, young people born in the early 1980s to the early 2000s. They're very socially liberal, except on the abortion question. They're not. About 38% are Democrats, about 25% are Republicans. That's changing a little bit, but mostly what's happening is they're becoming independent and they don't vote a lot. Why doesn't your generation vote?
I think, just like any difficult question, there's probably not one answer, but looking back on my parents' generation, the 60s, where people were very politically engaged, I think there was a time of disillusionment after a series of assassinations of political and social icons, JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King Jr., and coupled with the Vietnam War, I think a lot of people felt that the government had completely let them down. They felt disillusioned, and they sort of stepped away from that political stage. And instead of, stepping away for a minute, taking a 5-minute break, they took a 20 to 30-year break, and that's where you see the rise of the neocons. That's where you see a lot of deregulation happening, because essentially when people don't pay attention, that's when all hell breaks loose. And I think we've just sort of got comfortable in that apathy, and we're adults now, but that were raised in my generation, a lot of us were not really taught to be very present in the social political framework. We were taught that that things just were the way they were, and you'd work hard and you'd get to where you needed to go, and the American dream was still there, but the idea that it was getting chipped away at was something that I wasn't aware of until I found it out on myself. On my own. So I think the idea that my generation has just gotten comfortable in apathy, and this concept of a democracy cannot exist without your involvement, that concept is not very widespread these days. And there was actually a Gallup, or I believe it was a Pew poll in 2012 that showed that 5% of people aged 18 to 29 do not receive news every day. And this was on everything from smartphones to television. And in this day and age when it's so easy to get news updates, the fact that 5% of people in this generation get news is terrifying. And, you know, I wrote an article about this for Occupy.com. On the bright side, it does allow alternative media such as Occupy.com, Truth Out, Truth Dig, Alternate, et cetera, to fill a void that is clearly present in my generation. And so, yeah, I mean, that's not even a short answer to your question. I think it's because we grew up without that sense of being socially and politically aware and feeling obligated to be socially and politically aware, whereas my parents' generation did have this sense that the Republic of the United States was their duty. It was their obligation to keep it going and to keep it secure. We never really had this sense.
Well, I want to play some of your music that comments on that and maybe helps change it. This is Diamond. First of all, let me say that is just really good music. I mean, you put all the pieces together very, very well. I especially love that machine gun bass you've got there. But it's the message that really gets me. Diamond, silver, gold, once you're cold, made your mind, but don't use it. Take these lines, getting high, numb your reason, cause nature lies. You won't ask why, sell your life. Who's that message aimed at? Is that your generation?
No, that's actually our religious anti-religion song. It's the idea that religion is something that corrupts the mind, and basically, you know, like you believe that God made you, but you're not allowed to use certain things like your reproductive system or your brain. So Diamonds is about the fact that you get this great after party once you die, but you're not allowed to enjoy or fully use your potential during your life.
I like the reference there to after party. I've got another song of yours here that I've been listening to this week that also kind of struck me as lyrics. This is Con Artist. That song to me, and I don't know, this may not have been what you were thinking of when you wrote it, but that song to me describes how corporations and governments that are owned by corporations operate, especially naturally large ones. They're all con artists. Have I got it kind of right?
Well, that is very true, and that's definitely part of my political foundation, but that's actually not what that song is about. That song is about the vapid art that is considered mainstream these days. Hence the line, you're a voice of a generation, take some pride, as in take some pride in what you're putting out there.
Well, I think what you're talking about is the consumerism that is sort of shot through our whole society and can completely distract people from important things like love and family and democracy. Is this the world that your generation operates in, one in which consumerism is sort of the dominant philosophy?
Absolutely. I would definitely say that. And I also think that that art, quote-unquote, these days, it preaches escapism, and not in the way that, you know, a beautiful sunset is escapism. That's still a true-to-life experience. But this generation, its art, its pop culture, preaches some sort of escapism that takes you away from reality and sugarcoats and warps things and distorts them. And that's what Con Artist is a comment on. It's basically like these representatives of pop culture are con artists. They're conning you out of the reality in life, both the beautiful and the not so beautiful. And it's a call to stop that sort of consumerism and acceptance of that as pop culture and art.
We're talking with Eleanor Goldfield of the band Rooftop Revolutionaries. You can talk with her, too. You can call in 347-215-7511, or you can email us, and we do have some emails here, at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And hi to the all of you on the we just got a big comment on the chat room here. Why don't I read the comment on the chat room? This is from Dickie's Bent, and Dickie says, art in any form can open any mind. It comes from the inside of you. Whatever art form you choose, it's a release. Whatever is on your mind, it comes out as art. That's a very broad definition of art, but probably one that can encompass a lot of different things that you do. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great comment, and it also speaks to the fact that, you know, whatever is on your mind, these days, a lot of that is this vapid pop culture, so what you regurgitate back out is that vapidity. And the ability for all of us to be artists just by paying attention to the world around us. Just, I mean, for example, somebody just taking pictures in Ferguson, Missouri, for example, that can be a tremendous display of political art, as opposed to somebody, you know, taking a picture of, I don't know, their dog or their dinner. You know, I do think that art is, you know, something that comes from within you, but I think that true art is something that affects us either emotionally or intellectually, and no offense to people's pictures of their chihuahuas and their dinner, but that does not affect me emotionally or intellectually.
Okay. Let me read some of the emails here. This is Alhambra in San Diego and a lot of other people want to know, how would you describe your politics? Tell us more about what you believe.
Basically, my primary political concern and my primary message in all that I do is to get money out of politics. I think that the system as it stands is broken. I think that the two-party system is flooded with corporate money, and Democrats and Republicans alike are bought and sold to the highest bidder. And the people are the ones that suffer from that. I do not believe in anarchy. I don't believe in communism or pure socialism or pure capitalism. I think the best thing for this country to do is find a combination of various forms of government. For example, we have socialized, you know, like libraries, education. We should have socialized healthcare. I think the best thing for us is to work within the system that we have. I would not prefer to see a bloody revolution. I think that we can make change, for example, through a constitutional amendment and through various other legislation, and I would like to see that happen. So my politics are not left or right. I would consider myself a progressive in the sense that I'd like to move forward and not left or right.
Okay. Speaking of democracy money, a Princeton Northwest University study recently found that the United States actually is no longer a democracy. It's an oligopoly that ignores voters and caters to the rich and to corporations. And I take it you probably agree with that. There are a couple of bills in the state legislature. My own state senator, Ted Lieu, introduced SB 1272 to formally endorse a constitutional amendment overturning the Citizens United decision. There's also Senator Mark Leno's, or something about Mark Leno's, AJ Assembly Joint Resolution Number 1 to do the same. Are you following that legislation in Sacramento?
I am, and 1272 is now Prop 49, and that is actually in it's in a bit of a difficult situation right now. I won't get too into it since it's not this conversation is specifically about Prop 49, but I am following that, and I know that Vermont was the first state to pass a to call for a constitutional convention. And so there are movements in over 40 states to, according to Move to Amend and their numbers, there's a movement in over 40 states to call for a constitutional amendment stating that money is not speech and corporations aren't people. So there is a tremendous groundswell, and California is doing a great job, and there are a lot of amazing organizations and people that are fighting for that movement.
Well, of course, it's going to be an uphill battle. Conservatives who oppose this, or the corporations who oppose it, own about a third of the state legislatures in the country, which is so we'll need some of those votes to overturn this. So in fact, we just saw a report this morning that the Koch brothers organizations, Americans for Progress, now mm-hmm. have a bigger political operation in Iowa than the Republican Party. So we're beginning to see not only money influencing elections, but we're seeing at least one pair of very wealthy people who have become a political party unto themselves. But let's get back to music. How can music help change this?
Well, music, just like any form of art, is a it's a factor. It's a medium that brings people together across race lines, religion, social standing, income. Anybody and everybody can appreciate music. And art is something that brings society together. Instead of being divisive, it's very inclusive. So music is a way for people to engage through entertainment. And I think in particular, when we spoke about apathy being prevalent in my generation, I think my generation needs entertainment. I mean, if you just go online, it's a never-ending stream of sensory overload. And so you need to do something that delivers that. So you need to be visually interesting. You need to have this audio aspect. And I think that's the way that music can really push for change, is that it can call to people to stand up and take notes.
Well, let's hear some of that music. This is another song from your album. This is Floodlight. That's Floodlight. And, there's so many things that I'd love to talk with you about. And based on the emails, and I'm sorry for everybody who we didn't get a chance to get to, and also the comments on the chat room, we're going to have you back on the show again, Eleanor.
That's fine.
There's just too much good music, and there's too much to talk about, and there are too many people who want to have a chat with you. So real quick, first of all, let's tell people where they can get your new album, which is out this Tuesday, correct?
It is, and you can pre-order it until midnight, Monday night, basically. Just go to rooftoprevolutionaries.com, and you'll find a way to pre-order the album. By pre-ordering, you get a discount, and you also get a teaser track of Diamonds, which you played a little bit of. And it'll be out on Tuesday on, of course, our website, but also on iTunes and Amazon.
And that website is rooftoprevolutionaries.com, and people can also read your blog, and that's at rooftoprevolutionaries.blogspot.com. Is that correct?
Actually, that one I've moved it to my Art Killing Apathy page, which is where you can find the other art that I do for political activism, and that's artkillingapathy.com. And so the blog is on there. And I just wrote a blog this morning about what's going on in Ferguson, and also a commentary on today's pop culture.
Okay, and you have a gig this weekend too for everybody in Southern California. Rooftop Revolutionaries is going to be playing at Molly Malone's in Hollywood. That's on Fairfax Boulevard, just north of LACMA. And you're going to be on at, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I believe about like 9:30, I believe. But it's a great we're putting it on in conjunction with LA Unsigned, which is a site that promotes the best of LA Unsigned rock. And so the bands on that bill are all fantastic, so I would encourage everybody to come out starting around 8. It's 21 and over, $8 at the door. It's a great little spot, and you'll see a full night of really great rock. So,
and Molly Malone's is the ideal venue. It has a venue in it called The Snug. It's very large. It's got plenty of dance space, and the bar and all that noise is in another room, so you can really focus on the music, and it's a big venue. It can hold the kind of really powerful rock that you play. Eleanor, thank you so much for spending the time with us, and we're definitely going to have you back on the show. There's just too many good things to talk about and too much good music to play.
Well, thank you, Patrick. And for anybody who wants to get in touch, please do on our website, rooftoprevolutionaries.com, at rooftoprev on Twitter, and also on Facebook under Rooftop Revolutionaries. We always love to hear from people. So,
okay. All right. We have to take a break now. And when we return, Alex Nestor will be with us. So don't go away. You're not going to want to miss this. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA, always on the go.
I'm back. This is Patrick O'Heffernan, your host at Music Friday Live. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can talk to our guest, 347-215-7511, or you can email us. And I want to say apologize to everybody who emailed us. A whole lot of emails came in for Eleanor just as we were wrapping up. We're going to forward those on to her. And let her give us some answers to those. You can also follow us in the chat room. The chat room is open. Now, a very important word from our sponsor, SolarCity. Solar power is huge win-win for homeowners, but a lot of people are reluctant to take the plunge into solar because of the upfront costs. With SolarCity, you can go solar for zero upfront cost on approved credit. That's right. SolarCity will come out. They'll install a solar system on your house for free. You only pay for the power you use, just like you do from the utility company, except you pay for a lot less of it because the sun's making at least half of it in my case. So SolarCity pays for the system. It insures the system. It maintains the system. All you have to do is enjoy the savings. So if you've been ready for solar, but solar hasn't been ready for you, it is now at SolarCity, America's number one clean energy provider. How do you find out? Well, I'll give you a phone number. You knew I was going to give you a phone number, so you have that pencil and paper ready. 909-618-6937. 909-618-6937. And when you call that number, chances are you're going to talk to Tina, because she's my agent there at SolarCity. And if you tell her, if you tell Tina that I said to call, she'll give you a discount on your order. So that's 909-618-6937. Well, you've probably heard the saying, if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. That's not always the case, but it certainly was the case for our next guest. Gifted with a golden voice and stunning beauty, at the age of 16, Alec Nestor was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a serious and often deadly form of cancer. She underwent months of painful chemotherapy, and fortunately, the treatment was successful. She's been in remission for a decade. Along the way, she's released 12 albums. She's sung and she's played with superstars like Carlos Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago and Dave Mason. She currently gigs and records with her own band and with Salvador Santana's band, and she produces a biannual benefit for cancer research. Her latest album, hashtag Burn It Down, lets her voice sail and soar with gritty R&B, heart-wrenching soul, and soft from-the-heart ballads. And even at 13 songs, this monster album makes you wish there was more. Well, we don't have more, but we do have the real thing. Alex Nestor joins us. Alex, welcome to Music Friday Live.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Alex, thank you for taking the time. I know you're a very busy woman, and there's so many questions I'd like to ask you, but we really should start with hashtag Burn It Down. As I said, this is a big album. It's got 13 songs in it, and they range from a variety of different places. Some of them are bluesy, some of them are high energy, some of them are rock, some are soft. But at the center is the title song, and I want to play the title song here.
Still on my heart, trying to cross it somehow, but I stay here, right here and right now, 'cause I've seen through and around. I'd no longer lie to come around. So I'm gonna burn it down.
Burn it down, burn it down, burn it down, burn it down, burn it down.
I'm gonna burn it down.
You know, it's a good thing I've got a long extension on my earphones here, because I'm standing up and sort of dancing around the studio. you have that effect on people. Now, what's the?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it's a very good thing. As Wavy Gravy says, you don't stop dancing because you get old because you stop dancing, and I intend to live forever. What's the concept behind this album, and what does the title refer to?
Well, Burn It Down was definitely a passion project of mine. Through my own personal trials, navigating the music business, navigating life, you know, I just felt like I really had to step up and say something. And that's what the whole album is. The whole album was just me very, very passionately needing to get some stuff off my chest. So Burn It Down, I know. So Burn It Down in particular refers to, they always say in life, don't burn bridges. You know, don't burn your bridges. But there are some bridges that I have learned that I never will ever want to cross. And so I'm going to burn it down. And then it went on to kind of take on another meaning at the same time, which is, you know, if you see an obstacle in your way, whatever you're going for, whatever direction you're headed, you see an obstacle in your way, and you can't go over it, you can't go around it, you can't go under it, then just burn it down and rise above it. So,
well, that,
overcoming.
Title seems to, or rather the music in that seems to make that very clear. Now tell us about the Burn It Down benefit concerts and also the Burn It Down organization.
The benefit concerts actually started when I was coming up on my 10th anniversary of being cancer-free, being declared cancer-free. And I wanted to have a party because it seems like a great opportunity to have a party, you know, any excuse to party. But then I thought, you know what, let's make this a benefit concert. Let's make it more than just a party. Let's make it more than just about me. Let's give back. I can't find any better way to celebrate my survival and by giving back and helping other people who are in the same spot I was, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. So, again, with any obstacle, whether it be cancer, whether it be an illness, whether it be anything, you know, you burn it down and you rise above it. It's empowering. It's encouraging. And we just felt like that translated really well into, you know, fighting cancer, which it really does. I know, I've been there.
We're talking with Alex Nestor, and you can talk with her too. You can call in 347-215-7511. You can email, and we're getting some more emails in here. I've got some interesting questions for you here by email. You can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. We're also seeing people come in on the chat room. Hi there. If you've got a comment, just let us know, or if you have a question, we'll forward it on. I want to switch gears a little bit here to a song that I know you released on Valentine's Day of this year, which is a little different than Burn It Down. This is Show a Little Love. Now, since you have a wonderful husband who's been with you, I think, since your cancer treatment, I probably know who that song is for. But in the bigger picture, it's a very positive message for everyone. And I've been listening to every song of yours I could find, not just the two on your website, but some other ones. And in general, it seems like you either strategically or organically just put positive energy out into the universe. There's some exceptions, like the song Moving On. But do you see yourself that way, as a musical force that shifts people to the sunny side of life?
I do. I've always felt that was something I needed to do. I've always felt compelled to do that. And even with the song Moving On, even though it's very angry and very gritty, it's about self-empowerment, you know. And music for me has just been such a positive and just helped me through, you know, bad times, helped me through life, that, you know, I want to give that back. You know, music, when you're listening to a song, it helps you step out of your own life for that, you know, 3-4 minutes, you know, and depending on what you're going through, that could be the reprieve you need to keep going. And yeah, music is a powerful, powerful motivator, and why not motivate for good?
And of course, if you're listening to Grateful Dead, that can be 25 minutes.
That's true.
We have a lot of emails here from people who want to know how music can be part of cancer therapy. Was it part of your cancer therapy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember there was a concert I was scheduled to do at my high school, and even like laying in the hospital bed when I was at my worst, I kept telling everybody, do not cancel this concert. This is what I have to look forward to. This is going to help me get out of this. And even more so, I remember going through like the worst parts of the treatment and of recovery. And when I was just physically and emotionally at my worst, I would put on, As by Stevie Wonder, and I put on Golden Lady, also by Stevie Wonder, like just loop them over and over again. And I tell you, listening to those songs, like I said just a minute ago, I was able to step away from my life, step away from my pain, and step out of, you know, all the hardships I was going through at the time, and I could just breathe in that song. In that song, in that 4-7 minutes, I was completely healed. I felt good. I was alive. I was excited. And just music, just it makes you want to keep going. And it definitely empowered me to, you know, realize, you know, I can get through this. Because when you're listening to a song, you can do anything.
Music makes
you do anything.
Obviously, you did. We have some other emails here. Marjorie in St. Louis wants to know about your voice training. You've had voice training, haven't you?
I had a teacher a bunch of years ago. I first started singing professionally, doing like little kids albums and jingles and stuff when I was 9 years old. And that was without any formal training. Was taking piano and different things in that. And then I took voice training from a woman, Mandy Pinto, incredible vocalist. And I took lessons for her for about 8 months. But this was after years and years and years of being in the studio. So a lot of my training was not traditional in the sense that, like, I went to a teacher. A lot of my training was, like, hands-on. You're in the studio. You have to make something happen. You got to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, you're paying for all this. Speaking of that, you said you were talking about high school, but I understand that you actually sang your first song on stage in the third grade, and you recorded your first song in the fourth grade. How did you manage to get into a recording studio in the fourth grade?
That was just the fates were colliding on that one. I got the lead in my school play in third grade, and I had a solo, and I was scared to death. But after I sang that solo, whew, it was over. That's all I ever wanted to do for the rest of time was sing in front of people. And then the next year, I went to a very, very small school. And the next year, the sixth grade teacher at my school, again, I was in fourth grade, was good friends with this guy, Robbie Robinson. He's Frankie Valli's musical director. He has been since then and before and still is now. And Robbie needed kids for a commercial for a product called Yo-Gel, this yogurt jello thing. I don't know. I still remember the jingle and everything. I mean, I will never forget it. And my sixth grade teacher was really good friends with Robbie through the church there at the school and recommended me. I went in. It went well. He kept calling me back for stuff. And eventually Robbie and I started working on my first record.
Oh, darn. Oh, that's quite a story. other than a mature and trained voice, how is the Alex of today different from the Alex of the fourth grade when it comes to singing?
Oh my! Well, the Alex of today, yeah, definitely can sing a little better now. at least I should hope. the Alex of today has learned a whole lot about not only about music and letting myself go as an artist, finding myself as an artist. I always knew what I gravitated towards. But there's such a huge world out there in music. I mean, there are so many genres, and within those genres, there are so many subgenres, and the possibilities are literally endless. And so being able to just start writing and kind of figuring out what I wanted to say and who I wanted to be, and definitely today, I know who I am. You know, I don't know if I was quite sure when I was a kid. I knew what I liked, but I didn't know if I knew who I was. And as an artist, I definitely know who I am as an artist now. And also I learned a ton about, you know, the business and that whole other side of things.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about that because we have questions on that. But I'd like to play another, because since we mentioned this song, I'd like to play Moving On.
Not my savior. You beat me and cheat.
as far as I'm concerned, that could be the best R&B song of the year. But
Oh,
it's just great. Is that a new song?
No, actually, I did that a few years ago for my friend Scott Case. He was working on a film called Documenting Trouble. I'm not sure when they're releasing it, but he needed some music, and he sent me a bunch of tracks to kind of get an idea of the, you know, the sound he was looking for. And, you know, I teamed up with a couple friends of mine, and Moving On came out, and definitely a little bit different than some of the other stuff I have, but I love that song. It's just so much fun.
Well, in that song, you sing that you know how to walk through hell and don't do me any favors. You're kind of defiant in that song. Well, what were you pushing back against other than the cancer? What did attack you?
To be honest, there are lots of things and this is true in any business. There are lots of things in the music business. There are lots of people in the music business that, you know, you kind of have to fight your way through them. You know, there are some people who just have the wrong intentions and have their own plan for what they want you to do. And to be honest, a lot of people are just looking out for themselves. So I figure if I can go through something like cancer, you know, I can definitely survive the music business. So,
well, you have survived it.
Strong.
What has been your secret? Because you've really navigated the music business pretty well, and you know, other than having prodigious talent, what has kept you on track in the music business and been able to fend off all of those people?
I won't say it's been easy, because it definitely has not been an easy thing. But I love the music itself so much. I know that probably sounds really cliche, but I love the music itself so much. I can't fathom doing anything else with my life. I love the music enough to fight through the business part of it. And you know what? It's been a learning experience. I've had to, you know, I've worked with crappy people. I've also worked with great people. You know, I've done gigs that have been amazing. I've done other gigs where I got screwed over, you know, and you don't know until you're in it. You live and you learn. You know, if something doesn't work, okay, you know what, we're not going to go down this road anymore. Let's go over this way, you know, and it's, you just can't get discouraged.
You seem to be doing it very well. I know that one of your models is Stevie Wonder, and
how'd you know?
Oh, we do our research. You also told us early in the interview that while you were laying in bed in the hospital, you were listening to Stevie Wonder. So that just kind of confirmed what we found out in our research. The elements of your navigating through is that you've played with other people. And, of course, I met you when you were playing with Salvador Santana, who's one of my favorite people, too. And I want to play just a little bit, because we're getting close on time, but I want to play a little bit of your song, Wildfire, with Salvador.
The words I heard, they still turn and they turn. Hurt from the things I've learned. Heart in my heart and thick in my skin. Somehow you still find your way in, but you can't beat a fighter. You can't kill a survivor.
You talk about survivor in that. And I guess you're a survivor, but a lot of other people are survivors, too. Who else is a survivor in your life?
My mom, for putting up with me all these years.
You couldn't have been that difficult.
don't know. You might have to talk to her.
We'll have to have her on.
Everybody... Oh, my gosh. No.
Go ahead.
I will die of embarrassment of all the stories she has. Everybody survived something. Like, I've had family members who've gone through different illnesses. I have one who's fighting the same kind of cancer that I had. She's fighting it right now.
Ooh,
and she's fighting like hell. God bless her. And, you know, even though she's still fighting it, she is a survivor. Everybody has something in their life, you know, that, and it's not necessarily cancer. It could be, you know, say, you know, you lose your job, you lose your house, it's something you got to survive.
Yeah.
You know, there, we have hardships in this life. And, you know, if you just, it sounds, again, so cliche and silly, but just believe in yourself and just keep going and just do not give up. You can't lose if you don't give up.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, that one of your models is Stevie Wonder. Have you ever met him or sung with him?
Both, actually. I met him back through a Gary Bryant at KRS 101, local radio station here, like an oldie station. And I had met him through a gig where I actually, they let me open for Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago, and at this crazy huge concert they were throwing at the Verizon Amphitheater down in Irvine, California. And a couple years later, they had Stevie on to promote his House Full of Toys concert that he does every year, his benefit concert.
Uh-huh.
And my good friend Katie sent Gary Bryant an email saying, oh, man, Alex is a huge Stevie Wonder fan. Can she maybe call in and talk to Stevie or something? It would mean the world to her, you know, just on a whim. Katie's not really in the business or anything. And 2 minutes later, Gary writes back, hey, why didn't you guys just come hang out? So we got to go in the studio. There were like maybe 10 people there. There was like nobody there.
Oh,
and
God.
I just got to listen to him play and talk. And then I got to meet him after. He gave me a huge hug. His picture, my picture with him is still the picture on my phone years later. And a few years ago, I actually got to be part of this really cool choir. And I had a little solo and got to sing with this choir. And Stevie was playing keys and singing, A Time to Love from one of his
That must have been the high point of your life. Unfortunately, the high point of our life right now is that we're just about out of time, right?
Yay!
We must be having fun because it's been flying. Hashtag Burn It Down and Alex's other albums and songs are available at iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon MP3 and at her website, www.alexnester.com. If you're in Southern California, she's got two gigs this weekend in Santa Monica. Friday night, you're going to be at the Attic on Main Street in Santa Monica, and Saturday night, you're going to be at the Maui Sugar Mill Saloon, which is about the same place on Main Street in Santa Monica, if I recall. And I'm going to
one's in Tarzana.
Oh, okay. The Maui Sugar
on
Mill
Ventura.
That's on Ventura Boulevard. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to make that concert myself. So any of my listeners happen to be there, I will be out there with my my T-shirt on, my Music Friday T-shirt on. Alex, you are an inspiration, and your music is a joy to listen to, and I want to thank you so much for sharing it and sharing yourself with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation to come on and to talk with you and to get to another avenue to get some of my music out there. It means a tremendous amount to me.
Well, that's why we're here. You've been listening to Music Friday with Patrick O'Heffernan from CyberStation USA, Blog Talk Radio, and our radio affiliates. If you like our Facebook page and you follow our Twitter feed, you'll get real-time updates on our guests. Vote for your favorite musician on musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and we'll invite them on the show, but hold off just for a while on that one because we're booked up through September. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Our intern is Angeline Serrano. Download this and other Music Friday programs at cyberstationusa.com or at blogtalkradio.com. And actually, the podcasts are available on blogtalkradio.com. /Music Friday right after the show. Be here next Friday. Our guest will be the rapper Jazziri X and also the rocker Jeff Nilsson. It's going to be a great show. Check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you on the guests. Good night, everybody. Have a great musical weekend, and here's some more of that wonderful music from Alex Nestor.